Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, except it's Robert instead of Alexa. Alexa had a last-minute thing come up, and she is not able to make it tonight, which, good for her, she has escaped what is about to be an hour of just praising the queen of Survivor.
Michelle Fitzgerald.
Oh, my God. Poor people who hate Michelle Fitzgerald. If you don't like Michelle, but you're a fan of this podcast, I'm telling you right now, we will happily not take your view because this is going to be so obnoxious. I've been so good about it this whole season. I've really kept it going. And, you know, she hasn't really done much the first two episodes, so I didn't want to be so obnoxious. I've dealt with the purple Michelle bullshit, and I've listened to all of you crap on Michelle, blah, blah, blah. Phil, how's it feel? Phil, how's it feel? Well, the queen just made the move to get rid of Ethan tonight. She's the one who pulled the troops together. She's the one who got Jeremy to do it. She's the one who got Ben to do it. She's the one who got Denise to do it. They never even told Adam. Boston Rob is smiling, thinking Adam's going home as the four votes for Ethan come up. I am very sad Ethan went home, but wow. Michelle,
what an
man.
Episode. What an episode.
And I feel bad for Adam, because Adam, being a fan of our podcast, he should know the number one rule is you don't piss off the queen. And he pissed off the queen, and he made a huge mistake tonight. But we'll talk all about that. This was a great episode of TV. I'm bummed to see Ethan go. I mean, I'm sure you're in the same.
I was so sad. Like, every single moment you see, he's so happy to be there out on the island. And, like, it didn't even, like, seem like he was going to be the target. But, like, oh, it hurt after, you know, like, seeing him in season 3 and then season 8. And, like, somehow he's back after beating cancer. And it's just like, oh, you don't want him to go this early.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I don't understand this whole theory of we want a weaken Boston Rob, so let's vote out people around him. Why don't you just vote out Boston Rob?
That's like, the best way to weaken Boston Rob. Like, what are you doing?
I know that people want to use him as a shield and things like that, but I just do not understand why Boston Rob is still in this game. If you want to get rid of Boston Rob so bad, send him over to Edge of Extinction, get him out of the game, and then you don't have to worry about it at all. Him and Amber are both over there then, and, like, forget it. Hopefully one of them doesn't win their way back into the game, and if they win it in later on, it doesn't matter. It's so late anyway. I cannot believe that this is such an issue.
Yeah, and what the new school, I guess what nobody realizes is that, like, if you get, I mean, they learned about the bequeathing of the fire tokens, right?
Yeah, they already know that. Yeah.
So they should know that, like, Boston Rob is gaining power, right? Like, you vote off Amber, like, okay, Boston Rob's going to have another fire token. Or yeah. If you vote off Ethan, like, who's this fire token going to? Probably Boston Rob, Robert Parvati. So, like, I don't know. Like, obviously, they're just getting more power, and then, like, keep on voting people out, and, like, you know, then they're going to have all the fire tokens. So, like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either. And this one went to Parvati, which we're going to talk all about Adam. Adam's overplaying his hand. He got lucky tonight. He's still alive. He's still in the game, but he's overplaying so hard, and he's got to calm the hell down, because Adam, you're representing this podcast. You need to stop doing that.
Pick it up.
Yeah. Pick it up. We need the win here. Okay. We can't have Tyson go out there and win it for our hap. We need you to win it for Survivor Special.
Yeah. Either get first place or get second place to Michelle. Like, that, exactly. Those are the two options you got, buddy.
I know. And so he overplayed his hand a lot tonight. But we'll talk about that. But I mean, Ethan, it seemed like it should have been known how close Ethan was with Parvati. I mean, he goes, he gives the fire token to Parvati at the end of this game. I'm not sure why people weren't seeing it so much. I don't know why they thought he'd be more buddy buddy with Boston Rob. I don't, like, Boston Rob and Ethan have never had really, like, a great, like, bond in the past. They've never been really good friends. Boston Rob voted out Ethan, didn't vote out Ethan once, but would have voted out Ethan once. I don't think he voted out Ethan. I haven't watched All Stars in so freaking long. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been long enough. But yeah, I mean, that was brutal that it ends up being Ethan instead of Boston Rob. Parvati makes sense here too. I don't understand why they aren't getting rid of these huge targets who can be so dangerous once they start getting these advantages and stuff in their hand. I don't get it.
Right. Like, and we were talking about, like, why is Adam voting off Parvati to weaken Boston Rob? But, like, also why, like, you know, not to, like, you know, drag the queen a little bit at all, but, like, why aren't everyone else on that tribe, like, not voting out Boston Rob? Like,
I know,
you know, I mean, unless they're trying to do the same thing as Adam's doing, where it's like, maybe I'll be able to slide in as an ally. I mean, I guess if it's so obvious for Adam, I guess that's why you just vote him out. But, like, I don't know. Just vote at Boston Rob.
I know, and I also think that they're kind of all out playing Boston Rob right now, and I think that something that's really showing of that is that when Boston Rob went up to Michelle and Jeremy, it was like, no, look, I know what's going on, and Jeremy's like winking at him, no, that ain't happening, and they actually turn around and do exactly what they said they were going to do, which was vote out, well, Boston Rob thought they were going to vote out Adam, but they end up voting out somebody else, but I think that, like, Boston Rob really believed, like, okay, cool, my bullying worked. I mean, Lex kind of used that on the last episode when we had him on for predictions power rankings. He called it bullying, and it really essentially is. And I'm not saying this in a negative term, like, oh, you're beating up a kid on a schoolyard. I'm just saying, like, what Boston Rob does is he hears it and he just starts yelling at you. That's his move. He's very aggressive. He's very alpha. That's how he works.
Pressures you. Yeah, he pressures you in like a very, you know, yeah, aggressive way in order to get out information from you. And
exactly.
It works. That's how he wins.
It's how he wins. And so it looked like it was going to work again. And he got that smile on his face when Adam's name came up 3 times. And he was like, ha ha, here we go. And then all of a sudden that Ethan vote came up and he knew that there was no way, because who would have voted for Ethan? And it's amazing. We just saw essentially a split vote without anybody even realizing that it was a split vote, because Michelle and Jeremy and Ben and Denise all voting for Ethan. Worst case scenario, Adam goes home after that, and they were all ready to cut.
Yeah,
Adam.
And they're fine. They're fine with
old people about that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Ethan has an idol, and like Adam goes home, and they're like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. We left him out of the vote anyways. Like, who cares?" Yeah.
Nobody cares. So that's what's so cool about this.
Adam cares.
Adam cares.
I guess we care too, right?
Adam's got to watch himself though, because Adam is kind of doing what he did in Millennials vs. Gen X, which it's what got him in trouble on Millennials vs. Gen X. When with the Taylor situation, he's trying to buddy up to Taylor. He tries to buddy up to everybody. And yeah, that's going to win you the votes on the jury, but we're so early. And I know that Edge of Extinction is going to make it so that pretty much everybody's on the jury, but you really got to watch yourself here, because you start talking like he is and he goes to Boston Rob, you cannot trust these people. Like you just can't do it. And I think this was a big wake up call to him to be like, I can't trust Boston Rob or Parvati or any of them. I can't trust any of these people either. Really, I can't even trust Denise. And he's going to have to go do damage control with Denise now.
Right. And I feel like this is such, I feel like this is a way easier move to pull off in an all newbie season when like people aren't going to be able to sniff out what you're doing as well. But if everybody can see, or if Boston Rob, like if the person, if your target is willing to go and take that information and give it back to your alliance, and then the other players are smart enough to realize what you're doing and you're trying to like get all these connections behind their back, like of course they're just going to leave you out of the boat. They're smart enough to do that. This is all winners. You know, you can't just like pretend that people are going to be dumb enough not to do what's best for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we see that tonight. People that Adam just figured, oh, cool, they're going to let me kind of run the show. And I think Adam's okay with taking bullets here, because I think he thought, okay, we have the five. I'll kind of take the bullets from Boston Rob or Parvati or whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to try to be good to them, keep them in the loop, all that. He wasn't expecting to get any votes, but he wasn't expecting his own alliance to not be okay with him doing this. I think he kind of saw himself as, I'm the one who's going to take the shots from anybody in case it gets out there. Adam's the one who told, Adam's the one to do this. But again, if you're in the group of five and you know that there's a smaller alliance of three and you start telling the smaller alliance, hey, can I work with you? Like, I'm sorry, we're going to have to do this. I'm going to tell you everything. It's so transparent that you're just trying to save the votes. Like, in Boston Rob's no fool. This isn't the first time he ever played. He's going to see right through what you're doing, and he's going to run around and be like, screw this, let's get rid of this kid. This is an excuse. This is exactly what Sandra does. Boston Rob does the exact same thing.
Right. And Adam's been getting so much screen time over these past few episodes, and I'm like, I'm kind of worried for him, unless like somehow he just like keeps this airtime until the end, and then I guess he wins, right? But like, I don't know.
I thought he was gone tonight.
I thought he was gone tonight too. I thought he was just going to get blindsided, or maybe I guess like when it was 3-3 Adam Ethan, I was like, ooh, I feel like Adam's going to get voted out now, but that wouldn't have made any sense in retrospect.
Yeah, exactly. And so once Ethan got one vote, I knew Ethan was gone, which is a shame, but I could just tell he was done. But I mean, it's a shame it was Ethan who went and not Rob. I don't understand what this whole week in Boston Rob, week in Boston Rob, week in Boston Rob, but like, I'm never going to be able to figure that out. So like, what are we going to do? But I mean, I'm just going to say this now. We normally say this for the end, but if you do not vote for Michelle to be MVP tonight, like, get over your hate. Just get over your hate. Because look, Jeremy had a big impact on this. But what we saw tonight was Michelle got pissed at Adam, but she was smart enough to not let that hatred or anger of Adam ruin getting rid of like a big real player tonight in this game, which was Ethan. Keep Adam around. You've shown Adam like, hey, you better watch yourself. You still keep the new school numbers. And yeah, now you've pissed off Rob and you've pissed off Parvati, but like, you're going to have to piss somebody off at some point in this game. I mean, Michelle played this so perfectly, and I guarantee what's going to happen is if Adam catches wind, is like, who decided this? He's probably going to hear the name Jeremy and believe Jeremy more than he's going to believe that Michelle did.
Yeah. I mean, Michelle showed that she not only was able to make the correct decision of don't let my emotions get to me over Adam, but still switch the target, and also was able to influence that and like actually pull the strings to make that happen.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to clip what we just said and like tweet that at Michelle, that'd be great. Thanks.
Oh yeah, and I'm looking at this right now. Somebody just said meets a vigil here. Michelle is going to be at a wine loft on 311 for a watch party in Long Branch, New Jersey. I'm so pissed because it's the week before my master's spring break, and I'm out in LA, and I would have flown home for that week, but Fairplay had it the week early. But go see it. Tell Michelle she's the queen. Tell her that the Survivor specialists send their love, even if Alexa right now is probably so happy she doesn't have to be on this podcast to listen to this, because yeah, she'd probably be praising Michelle, but there's only so much you can really do. So look, Michelle, great move. Everybody who was like, she ain't winning, she ain't doing anything, she's going to get the invisible Troy Zan, nothing at it.
kind of sounds like she's doing well.
She's doing all right. And this episode is just one of those things that she can go to and say, look, I made that happen. As long as she doesn't sit down next to Jeremy, Jeremy knows how important this move was and that it really was her or Jeremy who made this move. Michelle hasn't had to take any of the advantages. She doesn't have anybody out on Extinction Island working in her favor. Nobody's sending her anything. That's fine. Keep letting them underestimate you, because as long as they underestimate you, you're just going to. Sarah Lucina was so underestimated when she came back for Game Changers, and that's how she won the game, because everybody just thought, oh, she ain't that good. She doesn't know what she's doing. Keep thinking it. And Michelle keeps saying, people didn't think I deserved to win. People didn't think I deserved to win. I mean, she's kind of proven that she does deserve to win. So
yeah, it's just so good.
Yeah, so
let's,
good.
Let's take a break from the Michelle stuff here, because there still is the rest of the episode that I think I myself and everyone else would like to talk about.
Well, yeah, and before we do that, though, Robert, I do need to say one thing. RIP to your fantasy team.
I wasn't going to bring it up. All I'm saying,
just a joke.
Yeah, we're taking the L here, but you know, you got to take the L sometimes to get that sweet W.
So out of four people voted out, Intern had three of them, and he spent 170 on Ethan in that game to get him. So yeah, Phil and Alex are still intact, and I'm about to get back-to-back MVPs.
I'm ready for the late game comeback. You know, Natalie's going to come back. Ethan's also going to come back. And then one of them's going to win. And then I will win.
You're going to pull the extreme of what Vaughn did, where you're going to get all your players to come back.
Yeah, I'm just going to Chris Underwood it. You know, I won't have any players in the entire game and then, you know, come in for the win.
All of a sudden, you're going to come in. But yeah, let's actually jump over to the other tribe, though, because the other tribe had a lot going on still, despite the fact that they won. Some things that we didn't see. There was really nothing from Kim tonight. So after giving her idol, we finally get like a reprieve from Kim being like crapped on. Good for her, because finally it seems like she wasn't really in any danger. Tyson was talking more about, you know, the danger that he could have been in and who he was targeting. He wants to target Sandra. Sandra gets word of it. You know, we had a lot of things like that. Sandra's now suddenly a fisherwoman, which is fantastic.
Incredible. Great story arc.
Shark playing dead, which I thought was hilarious. Tony said it was playing dead. Oh, it almost ripped off his arm. Shark didn't even move.
Every single millisecond that Tony is on my TV screen is just like the best moment of my life.
It's so amazing.
It's so funny. Like that whole like why did he run around the shark? Like I don't know why you can't just like throw it on the ground, because like it can't live in the sand. Like you're gonna kill it anyways. Don't just like run around with it.
And he's claiming that it's gonna rip off his arm. It ain't gonna rip off his arm. He's just holding it and it's like flopping around, but he was like, it's like, argh! And like, I love the Nick and Yule both imitating it the exact same way.
Yeah. That was the most airtime Nick's gotten in two episodes.
That was, I know he did that.
Unfortunate.
Nick was in there though for the fishing majority of this. I think Nick's playing the social game really as well as he can,
they're not just going to vote him out with not having like any confessionals on an opener season. So he's fine.
I think that counts as a confessional too, what he had tonight. So I'm pretty sure. I
don't know. I don't know if you need like the little Chiron at the bottom, but I would count that.
It wasn't a voiceover. We saw him sitting there say it. So I think, it counts.
That was him. That was him.
So the big, what were the big moments over there from the Dakal tribe? So we had Sandra fishing. Obviously they win the immunity, which we'll talk about considering Tony got his ladder.
We had Sarah pulling the Vince Moa going over to the other tribe, which was also incredible. Right. So let's I want to talk about like the strategic decision of Natalie giving this advantage to Sarah. I was thinking like, who would you give it to? Because I don't think Jeremy needs that advantage or would, you know, risk going to the other camp to do it. Right. You got to go someone who's willing to do the stealth thing. Able to do the stealth thing as well, right? Because Sandra's not going to do it, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought that the best part about this was that Sarah already has used this advantage very well, right? Of course you're going to want to give it to somebody who is comfortable with this type of advantage and is able to see the path of getting this thing played correctly.
Yeah. No. And once like. For sure. We'll talk about that in a quick second. Carl's in the chat. He says, who loves the way Adam is playing? I don't know, Carl. Do you? But yes, I completely agree. I thought she was going to give it to Tony because I figure Tony's such a knucklehead. There's no way he's not going to do this. She doesn't know that Tony has done his new, I'm not going to run around and go crazy and run around out there in the woods and do all that. She doesn't know that he's a changed man, air quotes, really big. But so I would have given it to him. I'm kind of surprised Sarah went for it. I know it worked for her in her season, but there's a lot of risk involved in this, leaving camp, going to the other camp. I know it's pitch black and her clanging those things together. I mean, the wind blows. It's going to sound like,
oh my God. Last season when this happened with Vince, I was like, oh, this is kind of funny. But like this season when Sarah was doing it, I was tense. I was so scared. Because I don't think when Vince did it, I don't think we got like a wide shot of where Vince was in the camp. I think we just saw like Vince crawling on the ground and then like someone's like waking up. But like here we got like, you saw how close everybody was to Sarah. And you could see like, it was just like 10 feet from her. And she's like clanging these torches around. Yeah. Like that's intense.
That clanging though, like again, I think that clanging is a lot louder to the audience because it's probably been ramped up in the editing bay. And also like the wind blows out there. There's so many trees and stuff that are moving. Like you're hearing that clank. You're probably not even thinking anything of it. You know what I mean?
It was still intense.
But let's talk about what happened before that with her and Tony going out into the wood.
Oh my God.
So that she can get this ash on her face and it's not sticking. So Tony's got to spit in it. She's got to spit in it. They rub it on her face. Didn't need it in any way, shape, or form.
No. That's cops are us's back.
I know.
That's all I need.
It's so fun. I mean, Tony is freaking hilarious. And I love how much fun he's having in this. Like right now, that tribe is having more fun because they're winning. And Cele, it's like they're still having fun, but they got to actually vote people out. And I feel like that's more serious. This Dekal tribe is just like, it's hilarious. Every time we go over there, we got Sandra catching sharks. We got Tony with the ash. We got Tony carrying a shark around that ladder. I mean, even when they're talking strategy, it just doesn't feel like it's as intense or as important.
No, like Tyson was like, ooh, I might try to vote out Sandra. And I'm like, Tyson's fine, right? I'm not nervous about him.
Yeah.
I mean, I am because like, you know, that would be another person voted off of my fantasy team. But, you know, like whatever.
Whatever. At this point, we might as well just not even count your team. You pretty much had. Yeah. I mean, intern, you used all your money, right? You were the one. Oh, no, you ended up getting Sarah at the end. But like I used all my money.
You
were the third one out. You weren't like Alexa. Yeah.
That was
so,
my goal.
You just got Sarah at the end. I know. You used all your money and look at what you've done with it. And look at what you've done.
I'm starting the best comeback in fantasy team history. That's what I've done.
Yeah, good luck. But yeah, I mean, Tyson, I wasn't honestly too concerned for Tyson. It just seems like Yule and Sophie are just in such good positions right now.
God, because Sophie's doing so well. Playing so well.
Everybody just keeps coming to them. I mean, Tyson's the one, right? Tyson went to Yule and talked about wanting to vote out Sandra, right? That's what happened. And it was after Yule had said he wants to play with like really – like players who are really even keeled and all that, which makes total sense. And I think that's Yule's game for sure. But then all of a sudden he says, well, I kind of want to keep Sandra around. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, where is this coming from? But everybody's coming to Yule and Sophie, which is so crazy. Like, it's so awesome to see how in control they really are over there. I don't know if we're going to get a swap coming up or what's going to happen, but man, they're looking really good.
If we could go swapless all the way to the merge, that would be, beautiful.
I know it would be beautiful, but man, we're going to start running out of players over on Cele because I mean, that immunity challenge tonight though was great and it was even till the very end. And I actually thought Rob and Michelle were going to pull it out. They only had one thing left. And when Sarah knocked that down, I was like, oh my God, they just have to look over at the other one. And that's what Parvati was doing. Congrats to Parvati on that. She was just looking at the other tribe's puzzle and screaming like, no, it goes there. It goes there. And they almost came back and pulled that out.
Right. And speaking of how like intense, like this episode was like, I think the last time I was like this into an immunity challenge was like probably the Christian versus Alec challenge. Right.
Absolutely.
But like this one was like, oh my God, they are so close. They're like going piece for piece. And then like Sarah is like an incredible challenge performer, like if physical and like puzzles, like what is going on? How do you beat her? It's insane.
Absolutely. She's great. And she did this one today. Who'd she do with Sophie? Right. Cause Sandra was sitting out. So she does it with Sophie. And I mean, they kind of blew it, but they didn't really blow it. It's just like, that's a hard puzzle. And you saw like the people who were further away actually had a better sight line to tell you where to put the pieces. Cause when you're right on top of it, you can't really see where it goes. And that's what's really cool about that puzzle. So it's not so much that Sarah and Sophie were blowing it. It's just, that's a hard puzzle to complete. And Rob and Michelle they were not incredibly far behind, but they were far enough behind that to make it a one piece challenge for as long as it was. That's a really good comeback, and they almost pulled it off.
And Rob is good at puzzles, and I feel like Michelle's also really good at puzzles. Yeah. I don't exactly remember her game in Come Wrong for like puzzles, but like, you know, that final individual immunity thing where she's kicking the whatever, like that's a puzzle.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big win.
Absolutely. And I mean, the one thing that we saw Boston Rob can't do is throw a ball through a little thing and then climb up a wall. He could not for the life of him figure that out. He was so bad at that. And I liked his last one. It was like, do you want to switch? And he's like, sure. And he just chucked it like overhand. No, it's like that was never going to work. And what did Wendell get it on his third try? Wendell's just so smooth, man. I mean, he really is. He's the one who really helped with that puzzle. He's the one who did a lot to get them up the wall. Wendell's doing everything right. And he's staying quiet at camp.
It was also
was
also a quiet night from Wendell. Yeah. But like,
but that's how he should be.
Yeah. And he's playing well. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, I think the quieter he is, the better off he's going to be. That's how you want to be on this season. You want to be quiet. So I don't know. I just think, like, especially when you have those huge personalities, Tyson, Sandra, Yule, everybody's just gunning for each other. Let everybody gun. And you just sit there and you just with the thing in your mouth and just like, I'm just here. That's just it.
Hang out. Let me say that watching Tony climb up the ladder to like grab the ropes was so funny, especially after last week. But also he was like really fast. Like, yeah, I don't know. He was just like a little like monkey. And like Jeremy, who I guess climbs ladders a lot because he's a firefighter, like was slower than Tony.
I love that Jeff had to say that fireman style. It's like, what is fireman style? Is that fireman style? Have you ever seen a ladder for a fire off a fire truck? It kind of slants. It's not really a straight up and down fire. But then again, I don't know. Maybe Jeff hasn't seen that. So you know, I don't think that was.
Yeah, because Jeff has probably only been on the island.
Yeah, you know, he's never seen a movie in his entire life that has a fire truck.
Because he's too busy producing Survivor. Yeah,
I hate when that happens. I hate when that gets in the way of everything. But yeah, this is a really good challenge, and I completely agree with you. I was very into it the entire time. And because we had gotten, I mean, we got a lot of Sele at the beginning, and we had Adam talking to Ethan and being like, we're going to vote out Parv. And then Ethan runs and tells Parvati. And then, you know, we had that whole thing where Ethan was like, that's my number one. You don't do this. Like, what are you talking about? So, you know, we had a lot there, but then we also had a lot on the other side of Tony and Sandra and Yule and Sarah. We had a lot going on where I would have believed whoever was going to lose that challenge. And it really started to seem like, man, like, could Blue really pull this out? And that would have been epic to have it be 8-8 after four challenges. That would have been never so happens good. Anymore.
Yeah, no, it is very like, cause like, I guess you get down to like such low numbers. And then it was like that thing Jeff was saying at Tribal Council where it's like at some point you got to like cut your losses and realize you're just going to keep losing and play the individual game coming super early. And like that's already like that's what the winners are doing because you got to get ready for like a swap or a merge and be able to vote out. You know, I feel like super early on in Survivor, it was like just vote out the weakest person. But now there are all these other factors and the winner's season is just advancing that even further of I got to focus on voting out people that won't work with me and people that like I can't trust in addition to being weak physical players.
Yeah, absolutely. And so like, what do you actually weigh more heavily? What do you think is more important and what's better to keep around? What's better to get rid of? It seems like the Sele new schoolers, they're just more worried about just get rid of the old school players. And now I think Adam and Ben are still going to be in danger because nobody really trusts Adam and Ben now. So you might say, well, I want to keep Rob and Parv as a shield. They'll always get voted out before me. Let's get rid of Adam or Ben. And I think Denise, Michelle, and Jeremy are in a very good spot right now over on that.
Oh yeah, they're just in the middle of everything because the old schoolers trust them.
I don't think they're going to trust them now.
Right, not as much. Mm-hmm. You know,
but like if Adam goes home tonight, then they trust him. But again, like what can Rob and Parvati do?
I would still say that Rob and Parvati trust like Jeremy, Michelle, and Denise more so than they trust Ben and Adam, though.
Yeah, I would say that that's true.
So still good for them. Yeah.
Still good for them. Yeah. And then on the other tribe, it's like Yule wants to keep people who are sane, but then he also wants to keep Sandra just because she caught a fish. Like, I don't completely buy that. I think Yule's thinking, hey, I can get rid of Sandra at any time.
I think it's the shield. Yeah. Easy shield right there with Sandra.
He can get rid of her whenever he wants to, whenever he needs to. And he knows it.
Also exactly how Sandra wins. You know, I'll get rid of her later, which is so good.
It's so funny though, and it's so funny to watch these players do the exact same thing. Like they're all playing similar to the way they won their seasons. They're all doing it. Some of them are having to adapt a little bit more, but they're all at least trying to start out and play it the same way as they played to win their season. And we saw Ethan just get burned tonight because his alliance just happened to be in the minority. You got to remember when he won in Africa, Boron was a beast tribe. I mean, they just kept winning. Once the swap happened, they just kept on. They were able to take out Silas. They were able to take out Lindsay, and they had the numbers going to the merge. It was the first time in Survivor history that the numbers weren't even at the merge between the two tribes. And so he was always on the right side. And then he was in the majority alliance of the majority alliance. And then he had the final two deal with Lex and with Kim Johnson and pretty much a big, like he was always going to get to the end of that game. But in this season, his numbers are just on the wrong side, and it's nothing that he really did wrong. He just got caught, and not caught. He just got caught on the wrong side of things. And so, but we're watching Adam try to play the same way that he played in Millennials versus Gen X. And it's like, as great as Millennials versus Gen X was as a season, and as great as that cast was, they're not the same players as what you're playing. It's not the same caliber, no matter what. Remember, Hannah ran and told that once she found out that there was an idol out there to keep David in the game. Like, those types of things happen in those types of seasons. On this one, you're going to get caught in your lies because Boston, you think Boston Rob is going to sit there as what he deems like that. He thinks he's the greatest player in Survivor history. You think he's going to sit there and be like, yeah, you know what, Adam, you're right. I should just give up and give in.
I guess Parvati is going home and there's nothing I can do about it. That's
dang nabbit. Like, I'm not even going to try. Of course, Boston Rob's going to try. And if he goes home, he goes and hangs out with his wife. He's got literally nothing to lose right now. Literally nothing. And again, like, I like that Adam keeps bringing up the statue and things like that. And I like that Rob's getting mad and trying to be aggressive and trying to be like, screw you. But also, like, you do have a freaking statue. And I think that statue is actually keeping him in the game rather than getting him out of the game, which I didn't think was going to be the case.
I think the really cool thing about this season in terms of like really fun storylines is, one, when we see players that do the same game that they had previously and are still able to do it despite people knowing their game. So you look at Sandra, you look at Boston Rob, you look at Parvati, you look at Michelle. Notice how I, you know, put that in there, Michelle.
Absolutely. Well, because she's playing the same game.
Yeah, of course. Right. And the other thing is seeing players who completely change their game and try to do something different, like Tony or Kim.
Yeah.
And like just being able to completely adapt to something entirely new and watching, you know, these players adapt, like whether it be like leaning into their strengths or leaning away from what was perceived of them is just like, it's just so, so good to watch.
It really is. And it's really, it's really fascinating to see how, like, what's working for people and what's not. And like, I'm curious to see what the rebound is going to be like on the Cele tribe. I'm curious to see if if Adam's going to be able to recover from this, because who do you get rid of next? If you're Michelle, Boston Rob, or not Boston Rob, God, I am just all over the place. If you are Michelle, Jeremy, Denise, and Ben, do you get rid of Boston Rob and Parv, or do you get rid of Adam next? Like, what would you do?
I mean, unless you can like lock down. I mean, I think like you at least baseline say Adam, and if you really want, you vote out Boston Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just be like, you can't just be like, oh, we're voting out Boston Rob, and like, oh, we can't just tell Adam because he told Boston Rob last time.
And the thing is, if you're fearing that there could be a swap at 15 now, maybe the swap doesn't happen at 16, but it happens at 15 because we know three tribes at 15, like they like to go to three tribes. And all of a sudden you're like, well, we lost again. If we get rid of Adam, Rob and Parv are happy. They're content that Adam is gone. And yeah, we got rid of Ethan, which hurt them. But now we're going into a swap with Rob and Parv. Like, you have to constantly be thinking about those types of things. And I think tonight it showed they were thinking about those kinds of things, because it wasn't just let's get rid of Adam to keep everybody happy. You're going to have to piss off Rob and Parvati a little bit, but you're still like saying, look, we didn't get rid of you because we do trust you, Rob. We do want to work with you.
Right. Because you don't want to be Jeremy and then be like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, screw over Parvati and Boston Rob and then be swapped. And the only people from your tribe that you're with are Boston Rob and Parvati.
Yeah, exactly. Because
then it's just like, bye, Jeremy. Have fun on Extinction Island.
Yeah, he's gone. But I will say, I really don't feel bad for Boston Rob, even in the slightest bit. Like, I don't feel bad that he's struggling and having a hard time.
No,
I'm glad.
But like, think going back to the storylines thing, like, what if Boston Rob wins the season because of this, right? Yeah, like, how cool would that be, like seeing him like play the same game and then struggle but then bring it back? Like, that'd be sick. That'd be so cool.
I don't want him to win, though.
I mean, me neither, but like, it would be really cool if he won this way.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool if he won that way, but I would be cooler if somebody else won. Be a lot cooler if New Jersey. Know it'd be a lot cool. Well, there's still a lot of people left in this game from New Jersey, so that's not,
that's a fact.
That doesn't really just make Michelle,
it doesn't narrow it down at all.
That means Tony, and I'd rather see Tony be able to like kind of overcome things and do all that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, would Boston Rob winning be satisfying to me? No, not at all. I don't want Boston Rob to win, but yeah, I do hear what you're saying. It's cool to see Boston Rob struggle, because the last time we watched Boston Rob really play Survivor, he not once was in danger. It was just a joke the entire time.
Last time that we've seen him like struggle, because I feel like He was in control in Redemption Island. He was in control in All-Stars. And I feel like I haven't watched, you know, I don't really rewatch seasons, but I feel like in Heroes vs. Villains and in Marquesas, it was just like, ah, it's a blind side. Sorry.
Yeah. In Heroes, well, no, in Marquesas, he was in trouble the entire time. Like he had no chance once they hit the merge. But
sorry
in Heroes,
about my
yeah, in Heroes knowledge. Villains, you're right. It was kind of just a blindside because Coach was a coward. Remember, you're a little man, and he pats him on the back or whatever. I mean, so that was really it. He wasn't in trouble. It was just that Coach and Jerry decided to flip and vote out Boston Rob. Yeah.
So it's been 18 years since we've seen Boston Rob like have problems in a tribe. Like this is incredible.
I know. And so good. Like, I'm glad that we're having to see him play the game. If I'm going to have to watch Boston Rob and he's going to stick around for a long time, I want it to be him constantly going up. I want more scenes of him going up to Michelle and Jeremy and being like, I know what's going on. And they're like, no, we know we're going between these three. No, shut up. I know what's going on.
So
I want more of that. Yeah.
Oh my God. Just like, you know, cut the crap. Like, here we are. I know what's going on. And now I'm going to try to convince you to do what I want. Like,
yes. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. And guess what? It almost worked. He thought it worked. And that was the first time we probably saw Boston Rob get blindsided since Tyson went home.
That was the first time
we really saw. Well, and obviously when he went home, but this was the first time that we've seen something not go his way where he's still in the game. Was that?
Yeah, that's magical. Honestly.
Yeah,
that's
it wild. Is. It's crazy. Okay. So then what else, what else do we have to talk about here? Edge of Extinction. Yeah, see, I don't like talking about Edge of Extinction, but you're right. That is the major part of this episode that we weren't paying attention to. Good for Natalie this time, actually having Natalie's to figure out the clue.
Natalie's killing it. Yeah. She did figure out the clue instead of stumble into the clue.
So exactly. And I like that more. At least she had to figure it out this time rather than just being like, oh, I happen to go get water as humans do every single day. And when I looked inside, it was just there. No, I like that this time she had to actually figure out the clue. I'm glad she did it. I'm glad she crushed the other ones. And I'm glad she kind of just kept telling Danny and Amber, like, I don't know where it is. I haven't found it. I haven't done anything. Because, like, again, like it looked like Amber actually was thinking it through. I found the numbers. They're over here. Like, good idea for Amber. That made a lot of sense. But, like, Natalie just knows what she's doing and knows
and
what
it was,
to look for because she's the newest school player there.
It was cool having Natalie, like, kind of egg him on. Like, come on, go try it again. And Danny's like, I'm never going up there again.
Yeah.
Right? It's like some sort of, like, mind game of, like, oh, if you did go up there, you would see that someone already unlocked the thing. Yeah. But because you're not, because I know you're too tired to, I'll just make it seem like I don't have it.
Yeah, absolutely. And she figures it out. She gets this thing. She gives Sarah. It works out for her. Now she has 3 fire tokens. Good for her. One thing, though, that's kind of crazy that we now have to, like, point out, I'm not considering Sandra old school anymore because she's played new school so many times. But our 3 longest ago that they played players are now on Edge of Extinction.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
With That's Ethan, true. Amber, and Danny. All 3 of them are over on Edge of Extinction. It looks like somebody's about to pass out next week. And then we have Natalie with them. And I think that's why Natalie's doing so well, is because she's surrounded by people who aren't really used to these types of things. And so they are kind of figuring it out, and she's just able to run around and do whatever she needs to.
Yeah. Okay. And brief aside before I go back into this whole old school, new school thing, Danny was so thin. Did you see that? It's like she was photoshopped, but I knew that she wasn't photoshopped. It was like how?
I know.
I mean, is that what, like, a week of Survivor does to you? That's
insane. I was going to say, actually, a lot of the players on this season suddenly look a lot thinner because Alexa and I were kind of joking that they were all just eating before they went out there. They know that they're going to lose a lot of weight. They were probably expecting Edge of Extinction. And, you know, they all put on extra pounds for this season, and a lot of them are looking a lot thinner.
Yeah, even like I feel like I don't usually notice as drastic of a weight change this like episode. I guess it was technically episode 4, but you know.
But it's day 9, which is essentially episode 3, how it normally is. Yeah. Look at Sandra from episode 1 to her standing there on the bench. Insane. Being like, I can't look at this. I can't do that. She's lost so much weight already.
Yeah, Boston Rob looks like he's not an Uber dad right now.
I know.
No, yeah, but so going back to the old school, new school thing, like, I guess preseason for me, I didn't really think of, like, I didn't think much of the, oh, there's the old school, new school game difference thing. I just thought it was like, kind of just like, oh, it's a storyline. Haha. Right. Old school versus new school. But like, it's so apparent. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you see Natalie being the only person on Edge of Extinction to go and get things. The newer school players are the people that are actually like going out and getting these advantages. And like, you see like Boston Rob Ethan and Parvati joking like, oh, they don't get to know anybody. And you can see like Boston Rob and Parvati getting information out of people without any idols.
Yeah.
They're just like talking to them and like they can say exactly what they need to. And it's like, it's, this is working.
Yeah.
This is incredible watching them play.
Yeah, exactly. But again, I think Jeremy and Michelle are more new school or old school players. Yes, they've had advantages in order to win their game, but they're old school players. They're very much their social game, get an alliance, just kind of run thing, whatever you got to do. And I think that's why they're able to kind of see through Parvati and Boston Rob. Ben and Denise weren't the ones who saw through it. Ben and Denise, like, I still, like, I love Denise. I think Denise is in a good spot. Adam gave her back the other half of the idol. We watched that happen. She gets the fire token from Danny. But I still think Denise is kind of figuring it out a little bit. I mean, as much as Philippines is a great season to watch, a lot of bad players on Philippines. You know, there's a lot of people who don't really know what's going on and don't really understand the game. Look at the final three of that season. It's an actress. It's a guy who played season two of Survivor, and it's Denise. Like, it's just it. Malcolm was great and all that. But like you had players out there who just really didn't know what was going on or just didn't have that type of strategy element the way that's a lot of these winners have. So I think Denise is like kind of getting an awakening here. And hey, it's going to take her time, but she's in a great position. She's got an idol. I don't see her going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, you know? No, I think she's doing fine. She's in that like middle group of blue tribe Sile. This is like the first time I'm using like the tribe names in a while, which is wild. I usually just say the colors, but you know, here we are, easier. Sile and Dekal.
Yeah, I know it's easier that way. But yeah, I mean, and I think too, Denise tonight getting rid of Ethan was great for her, and she didn't have to. She didn't tell Adam, so she'll have to do some damage control. But it also puts her in a position that she doesn't have to think about offering Adam the idol, have to deal with that. Maybe she wouldn't give it to him. And all of a sudden, like, that's not good. And who knows what else could come up with that alliance. Worry about it the next day. Talk about it with him. He's still in the game. She can say like, hey, I wanted to make sure you stayed. We just didn't want to tip you off on it because you've been running around talking to everybody. You got to calm down with that. But she still has her allies. And they had no problem looping her back in and telling her, hey, they're going to gun for Adam, and her not run over and be like, Adam, they're coming for you. Like,
right.
She just kind of did what she had to do. She wasn't too paranoid about it.
Well, I mean, like, you think back to Denise's game in 25, and like as soon as Malcolm like shows signs of flipping, that's when she's like, ooh, I'm now nervous and wary, right? And I think that's a skill Denise really has. It's just being able to be like, I understand that this is the first time, but like obviously something's up. And so she can do that with Malcolm on day like whatever 38 it was in Philippines. She's like, oh yeah, Adam, I just met him. It's like day 9. Like, who cares? Like,
you know, yeah, exactly.
Go where I need to be.
Exactly. And he's still in the game, and he's still going to be the most loyal to Denise. I mean, she doesn't have to worry about that. Adam really doesn't have a choice at this point. He doesn't really have any other place to go except back to Denise and the new scorers and be like, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. And then be like, now you can't trust Adam though. And it was Ben who they couldn't believe, like, was opening his mouth and doing all that. And now it's Adam, and it's like, God, well, what is going on?
With Ben, it seemed like it was just like an accident, right? Like you just got Boston robbed, and Adam's here like, hey, Boston Rob.
Yeah.
They're voting Parvati out.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Right? Like it's like a completely different.
He's like showboating. He's telling too many people too many things. And like, he could still get votes from these players at the end without telling them every little detail in the pre-merge. They're going to see enough of the game going on throughout. They're going to forget what even happened in the pre-merge by the time it comes around.
I could see with an all winter season like this be like the jury of the all winter season consider the pre-jury like more so than other seasons, but still it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know what though? I mean, I love Adam for doing this because it made Michelle look freaking great. It gave us like her real first showing on this season of being like, damn, like, I don't like this. I don't like Adam. And Adam, I think, was in real danger tonight, even though he didn't go home and all the new schoolers ended up deciding to vote out Ethan. It's more because of the threat of Parvati and Boston Rob and Ethan as a threesome than it is of Adam. Like, then they wanted to keep Adam. I think Adam was in a lot of danger tonight and he doesn't even realize it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was shocked at that tribal. He was looking all over the place. Also, another great.
Crazy?
Go ahead.
You go.
I was just going to say also another great Adam moment tonight is like they're really messing with this kid. I mean, Boston Rob, like rubbing his nose with the leaf while he's sleeping. I freaking love it.
I forgot about that. That's so funny. They're so just funny. Like messing around with him. It's crazy how like Parvati keeps drawing attention, or not get has attention drawn to her because of her status. Like she, and then like is constantly like being able to push it off, right? Like this, mm-hmm. this is the second time she's gotten votes this season,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
insane. And it was a harmless vote; it was never going to do anything to her.
No, but like the fact that like she's still like on the radar of the people being voted out, yeah. right? Like the fact that she's on the radar at all and being able to like push it away, like incredible.
It's happened every season. I mean, it happened to her in Heroes Villains. In Micronesia, nobody was really worried about her, but in Heroes Villains, she had a huge yeah. target, and now it's yeah. it's happening again. I mean, you need to get rid of Parvati. You need to. You cannot let her get her footing in a game. She's so good. And I forget who said that tonight, but they were like, she bats her eyes. She's so good at this. I'd really rather have her be gone. But it's like, then why is she still in the game?
It's because you got Boston Rob to vote out.
But they didn't even vote him. Oh my God. We got to get a tell all from somebody at one of the new schoolers here to be like, why did you do this? Why did you end up voting out Ethan instead of Boston Rob? Hey, look, I do think Ethan out of those three had the best chance to win the game. And if Ethan, Boston yeah. Rob, Parvati, I think Ethan yeah. has the best chance to win the game. I still think Ethan could get back into the game, but why are you not getting rid of Boston Rob or Parvati if you're so concerned about them? Like, just get rid of them.
Right. I don't know. It's wild to watch, but I guess that's what makes this fun, you know?
It is. Do you have anybody else you want to throw in there for MVP this week? Or can I just give it to Michelle and just and chalk it up as unanimous? Okay, you only have two people left.
I have Tyson and Sarah, so let's nominate them both.
There you go. And you still, I bet you combined, you don't get more than Michelle's going to get this week. And I love the comment. I love the comment that was just up here. It was like, who would have ever thought Michelle ends up calling the shots and Boston Rob and Adam are both completely shocked. Like nobody's expecting that type of thing to happen. And like, I still think they're all going to think, oh, Jeremy did that. It was probably Jeremy. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
It was Michelle.
It was Michelle. It was all Michelle. Do we have anything else that we haven't covered yet? I know this is pretty quick, but we're talking fast.
Yeah, we're just so amped to talk about Survivor. I do have one thing. The first like 25 minutes of the episode, I guess minus the shark thing, but the first 25 minutes, it felt like some sort of like thriller movie. Uh-huh. I don't know what it was with the music and the atmosphere, but like just everything was just it was just so intense, and it didn't feel like a normal Survivor season, which I guess because it's not. But
yeah,
it was just insane. And then yeah. there were a few shots when they were talking about voting at Parvati, and Parvati's like out there like fishing and swimming. And it's just like, I don't know what's up with like the cinematography and the editing, but it is incredible.
Yeah, it's really good. So and I love that we're getting a long time before they go to commercial and stuff. Although I still don't understand that song that's been playing at the beginning of every episode. That's a little weird.
I think it's like that trailer.
It is, but it's weird.
You know, thing. It is a little weird, but you know, whatever. I'll take it.
All right, let's look over at prop bet real quick. We obviously don't have a winner. I don't think anybody cried tonight. Nobody got a hidden immunity idol. 10 or more votes hasn't happened yet. Less than 5 votes. Ethan would be able to get that, but he could come back in the game, so we won't score that one yet for anybody.
That is true.
Obviously, no individual immunity. Nobody's returned.
Who got the episode title?
It was Out for Blood. Who said Out for Blood? I feel like that was said numerous times.
Wasn't paying attention.
I'm going to watch the episode again tonight, so I'll know.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Boston Rob's mouth was blurred.
Sandra's mouth was blurred.
Of course it was. I'm surprised it took that long for Sandra's mouth to get blurred.
Yeah, that should have been like the first confessional. You know?
Are you Sandra's doing
mouth
it?
Getting blurred. Yeah, I got it.
Right now you're listed as Anonymous Hyena, so get in there.
All right, you are listed as Philip Wood, so I don't know what that means.
I don't know why that's good. Leaves game with unused advantage. Idol, that hasn't happened yet. Attends, enjoys 5+ rewards. Nope. Confessional in every episode, we still don't know. So really, not much happened tonight. Sandra did sit out again, though, so she is one spot away.
Also, as expected, you know.
Michelle said Out for Blood. Michelle said the title.
Oh,
did she
dope.
Actually? Michelle, wasn't it Michelle? Michelle, wait, hang on.
Wow,
Michelle,
Phil, you're not even a real Michelle fan.
I know. Well, it's great because title. I could just get everybody to say Michelle. Michelle.
Oh yeah, I think that. Yeah, Phil just pulled one over you guys. He just
yeah,
got everyone.
I just wanted everybody to start saying Michelle
at the same time. So good job. Good job, Phil.
Michelle
also
has
good job chat
title.
For saying Michelle.
Good job, everybody. All right. Intern, do we have anything else that we want to add here, or should we wrap this thing up?
I think I'm good, unless you have anything else.
No.
It sounds like you're done.
I think I'm done. So everybody get hyped that on Sunday, Alexa will be back, and it will be with Tommy Sheehan, a winner. Anybody heard of a winner named Tommy Sheehan? So that's right. Our first three guests, two winners in Lex Vandenberg.
It's pretty
it's not bad,
good.
Huh? Not bad. not too bad if I do say so myself. That's going to be at, I believe, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. So tune into that. That'll be a lot of fun. Keep going over, be a Patreon, whatever. I still have not inputted some of people's power rankings this week. I already saw that you all sent them in to me. I just didn't do it. I was busy and lazy. It's a mix of both. So I will do that. If you still want to participate in the power rankings game, go be a $20 patron, get that done. Alexa and I just did a final threes thing for our $10 patrons. We just did our Q&A for February, so you'd get all the backloaded content anyway. So go ahead, be a patron. And intern, you look like you want to say something.
Oh, no, I was just, I just had a funny joke. It wasn't that funny, but if you just have money that you want to throw at us,
do
and
it.
You really don't like having money, give it to us, because we probably like money more than that if you hate money.
Yeah, exactly.
See, it wasn't that funny. It wasn't that
intern,
good of a bit.
Intern gets like enough of a percentage here that he's like, ooh, if we can get some money here, I can get some money too. And so that's pumping him up. You know?
Right. Because if they didn't pay me, then I would say never subscribe to Survivor.
Yeah, exactly.
But who would ever say that? Because, you know, obviously we all benefit from this, right?
Exactly.
You guys get content. We get a bit of money. Like, you know, it works out.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm happy for intern. He's going to get his 50 cents that we give him on every $47. So good for him. He almost makes $2 now. He's doing a really great job.
You know, those like Lunchables you see at like, you know, the grocery store, mm-hmm. They send me one of those a month. And that's
but we pull out the meat from in there. We keep
yeah,
the meat.
That's, he that's just too expensive.
The cheese
yeah.
And the crackers.
I get the crackers and that little bag of Skittles, you know?
Yeah. The one that has like four Skittles in it. And you're like, wow, this is
really
human sized. But yeah, that's it. So we'll be back again on Sunday. Robert, great job filling in tonight. You were just so wonderful. I'm sure people love hearing your takes. And if they don't, it's probably because your fantasy team sucks and you have two people left. We are three episodes in and you have two people left.
Oh, let's see if I can get out in the next two episodes. That'd be like the speed run, right? Speed
running.
There's
no way Shara's going home next.
But what if she did? If I get the record for the fastest like draft team exit, do I get like a trophy?
No, you probably don't get asked. You get asked back next year just so that we can keep feeling good about it.
So, yeah, just so you have an easy target. Yeah.
Exactly. But anyway, we will see you all on Sunday. Bye.
Adios.